It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickard.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we'll learn about how science is changing the world of craft beer brewing.
First, GE has announced that it's closing its Waukesha gas engine plant. The shutdown will occur over the next 20 months as GE builds a new facility in Canada to take over the production done in Wisconsin.
The factory, which is part of the GE subdivision GE Power and Water, employs 350 Wisconsinites and contributes millions of dollars to the economy through contracts with suppliers around the state. President Barack Obama toured the facility in January 2014.
GE officials blame the closure on the political battle in Washington over the Export-Import Bank and those who call for its elimination.
Joining us now to explain the work of that institution and its connection to jobs here in Wisconsin is Craig Gilbert. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Craig, welcome back to the show.
Nice to be with you.
So this announcement of the Waukesha plant closing over the next 20 months or so, was this anticipated by local leaders?
Well, there have been signals that from GE that unless Congress reauthorized the Export-Import Bank, that they would cease production in some places in the U.S. and move those jobs to countries that have export financing. So if you were paying attention and following this issue closely, then it wasn't a shock that GE did this.
And the impact, 350 jobs directly, and there's talk of a ripple effect with suppliers, other things that are based on the existence of this plant. How big a deal is this for the region, for the state?
Well, you know, there's lots of different ways to look at that. I mean, in pure numerical terms, it's not huge, obviously, because you're talking about a few hundred jobs in a state of, you know, of millions of people. But for the people that are losing their jobs and the people that are living in an area that could be affected economically, it's a huge deal.
GE Vice Chairman John Rice said the political battle over the renewal of the Export-Import Bank is the main reason, a prime reason they're choosing to close the plant. And let's dig into that a little deeper, Craig. What does the Export-Import Bank do?
The Export-Import Bank provides different kinds of financial backing to companies, to U.S. companies that are exporting their products. They're engaging in commercial deals with other people overseas. And in some cases, they're doing deals where the financing wouldn't exist in the private sector for the kind of deal that's being done. And that's where the Export-Import Bank steps in and provides financial backing.
And then at the federal level, the Export-Import Bank has become a political football. Can you talk about the political debate over renewing the Export-Import Bank?
Yeah, well, it's basically in part a debate across party lines. I mean, Democrats are pretty overwhelmingly supportive of the Export-Import Bank, but within the Republican Party, there's a big split. You know, for some conservative Republicans, pro-market Republicans, the Export-Import Bank represents the government kind of intervening in the private sector in a way that's kind of fundamentally anti-market. And for others, it's just who view it in more bottom-line terms. You know, you've got 60 countries around the world that have institutions like the Export-Import Bank, and their argument is that if we don't match that, we're not, you know, companies in the U.S. aren't going to be able to compete on a level playing field with these foreign companies, and they're going to lose out to their competitors. But it is very much, the split is very much within the Republican Party. Probably a majority, or I think easily a majority of both houses of Congress that would vote to support reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank. But because, for example, in the House, Republicans control the House, the opposition within the Republican Party has prevented a vote from taking place on reauthorization this year.
Talking to Craig Gilbert from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a GE plant closure announced for Waukesha and blamed by the company on the politics over the Export-Import Bank. Craig, how does that split play out among Wisconsin's congressional delegation?
Well, in the House, again, talking about the split within the Republican members of the delegation, the last time the House voted on reauthorization in 2012, Sean Duffy and Reid Ribble, who are still serving but were freshmen at the time, both voted to reauthorize the Export-Import Bank. But Paul Ryan and Jim Sensenbrenner and Tom Petri, who's no longer in Congress, all voted against. Ryan is probably the most adamant opponent in the delegation to the Export-Import Bank. His opposition is, you know, could be described as categorical in the sense that he believes and argues that this is just the wrong mission for an agency of this kind. He doesn't want to reform the Export-Import Bank. He wants to get rid of it. Jim Sensenbrenner has argued for changes in the Export-Import Bank. He said that he can't support it as it's currently constituted. One of the arguments he makes, and that some critics of the Export-Import Bank make, is that it can have sort of perverse unintended consequences, that by helping, you know, one individual U.S. company, it can have the effect, for a variety of reasons, of hurting other U.S. companies, and the government is, in effect, picking winners and losers. Those are some of the arguments that are made against it. In the Senate, Ron Johnson voted against reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank in 2012, but there was a vote just this past July in the Senate in which he voted in favor of reauthorizing it.
With this GE-announced closure in Waukesha, there's been some skepticism over GE saying, hey, it's this Export-Import Bank thing that's causing the problem. Some supporters or opponents, I should say, of the Export-Import Bank who want to get rid of it say, this is about tax rates, corporate tax rates looking better in Canada right now than in the United States. Has that been the general reaction for people from critics of the Export-Import Bank?
Well, I think it's natural that, you know, that critics of the bank, are going to downplay the impact of not having the bank around on these kinds of decisions. You know, we can only sort of operate from what GE is saying, and it's certainly quite possible that there are other factors in play. The argument that opponents of the Export-Import Bank make is that the way to help U.S. companies compete is not with sort of government financing of exports, but by changing our tax code, lowering our corporate tax rate, and deregulating. So there, again, you're kind of getting back to a very kind of ideological debate that the Export-Import Bank is sort of caught up with in the first place.
The jobs, the production from this Waukesha plant going to Canada, as we've mentioned, that's not usually where you think of when you think of international outsourcing from the United States. You think maybe south of the border or to Asia. Why is GE saying they want to move to Canada?
Because there is something like the Export-Import Bank in Canada. Right, we're used to hearing about jobs being moved to countries where the comparative advantage for the American company that's moving the jobs is just cheaper labor, for example. But in this case, we're talking about the comparative advantage being kind of more potential for government assistance, which is a very different but still kind of a bottom-line concern for companies. So in this case, you've got kind of American jobs, in some cases, falling victim to cheaper labor overseas, in other cases falling victim to the fact that other developed nations are providing a kind of assistance that the U.S. isn't providing right now.
There's been a push to get the Export-Import Bank reauthorized just in recent days. As we wrap up, Craig, how likely is that looking now?
Well, the one wrinkle now, of course, is the planned announced departure of House Speaker John Boehner. John Boehner has been sympathetic to the Export-Import Bank. The man who's replacing him, Kevin McCarthy, is very much an opponent. So clearly, under a McCarthy speakership, the prospects would be very bleak for reauthorizing the Export-Import Bank. Supporters are hoping that there's a brief window while Boehner is still the speaker for him to move a vote over the objections of conservatives in his caucus. And so they're keeping their fingers crossed that could happen in the short term. But if it doesn't happen in the very short term, it's probably not going to happen in the foreseeable future.
Craig, thanks a lot for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
That's Craig Gilbert. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.